This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Happy Friday. What's going on, everyone? Welcome into the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Norton Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Norton. Shop online at NortonAuto.com. Derek Kramer here with you. No Zach Jones for the show today, but I've got Joe Kelly staring right across from me.
Yes.
Zach Jones will be on later today. He'll be joining us at noon, actually, oddly enough. But it's Happy Friday. Great way to get the weekend started. Listen back to the 9:45 segment. That was chaos that I apparently needed in my life.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think both are deplorable in their own way. Both of those national anthems that we listen back to. Especially like the Orioles one, the first one we played, that's all auto-tune. That was Daft Punk-ish, right? That's kind of the conclusion we all came to.
But at least it was his bit.
It's a bit.
It's his thing. Right. Like, it's his thing. He's good at it. Let him do that thing.
Then we listen back to the MLB All-Star Game one.
I never heard that, actually.
That one, I remember seeing live.
In tears just
now. I remember seeing that live, and it was absolutely atrocious. I don't know how that slipped out of my mind, but that one really affects Fergie's legacy, not the other one.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Fergie still laps the auto-tuned one.
Mm-hmm.
That All-Star Game one laps Fergie.
Yep. And this one's fine, I guess. It's still, I don't like the EDM national anthem.
No.
Like, I'm not a big fan of it.
I like,
but
the
I can understand.
But
I can understand it. It's its purpose
yes.
for a majority of people.
It's not an all-time bad. It's a, that's definitely different.
Yeah, it's like, this is weird. We'll deal with it and go from there.
Yeah,
it's kind of what it is.
But oh my god, the chaos that ensued from that was fantastic.
Last night, upon seeing it, I ended up tweeting
you
out.
You and Josh were like fuming about it.
I said, "What in the absolute fiasco even is this? How does this affect Fergie's legacy?" At 7:51 p.m. last night, it's because reactionary. I just saw it. It was just weird. But I get it. I understand it now. I understand its existence. Am I the biggest fan of it? No, I'm not. And
you're still not going to want to enjoy it or partake in it.
I like a traditional national anthem of someone actually singing, but I understand its existence. That's where I've arrived at.
But, oh man, I never heard that All-Star Game one. I was in tears.
No, that one's bad. That one's legitimately, I don't know what happened.
You and I are sitting in the production studio with Josh Schmidt there, and we were just, I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
I could not handle that one. That was too good.
Then in the break, we're talking about things of like, is cereal soup? We lost the plot today.
It's a Friday.
We've definitely lost the plot today, and I love it. And honestly, it's a Friday well before training camp starts at this point. The Sabres aren't really doing anything, because that's kind of their bit.
Talk about dying by the sword.
And then sometimes you just got to have a little nonsense in your Friday talk, and that's perfectly fine. And that led me to rewinding into our conversation yesterday. You and I talked off the air of what the heck are we going to do today? What do we feel like talking about? What are we going to do around here? And you went ahead and came up with a fantastic idea. We've already got interaction with it. And the show tweet is as such. Sports movies.
Yep. What's your favorite? Non-sports movies that should count. Any TV shows to include, especially Hard Knocks coming up, right? For the Bills.
Yes.
That counts as a sports TV program, right? You would hope it's not ranking up there in the top, because if it's ranking in the top, you know what that means. There was some excitement to it. There was something surrounding it, something controversial within.
Sometimes you like the general intrigue, though, of these sorts of things.
I presume it's going to be a boring show because
because the Bills are good.
They're good. There's not a lot of controversy within the team. Like, Diggs was the only thing. And now he's doing that on another team. This group, you don't hear about anything going on inside. And, you know, this might shed light on things, but who knows? I'm not seeing that as what's
going to happen. The team does ultimately have the chance to have some say on the message. But yes, 803-0550 is the number to call. Sports movies, sports TV shows.
Your
Let's
favorites.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Get into it. And just to do my portion of homework on that, yesterday I rewatched season 3 of Shoresy.
Oh, okay. That's a good sports show.
It's a great sports show in the sense of there's plenty of nonsense and non-sports to it, but there is something to, especially season 3, where it's Shoresy's getting older and I don't want to spoil anything. But
I haven't seen it yet. I do plan on watching it. So,
but yes, like it starts to get into a certain theme of like limitations. And that was really, that's something that really is every rec athlete has to face at some point.
Yeah.
As, you know, just a couple weeks ago, I was in a shoulder sling.
Right.
So it's a little relatable.
Yeah. And I know it's kind of a once a year thing that pops up every so often, right?
Right.
We do kind of just talk about this. Zach Jones and I did last year. And there are some interesting angles to look at here. There are some that contain sports that you wouldn't necessarily categorize as a sports movie. There are some that are sports related that you're kind of like, that's kind of deals with other tones. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
almost like the Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yes, debate. Similar to that.
It happens during Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
It's
right?
Like saying Iron Man 3 is a Christmas movie. Yeah. Yes, it takes place on December 25th, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. It's the background
setting of
the film.
If the criteria works with one movie and it doesn't work with another movie, it's bad criteria then.
Yep. But, like, we can get in. A tweet yesterday from Enzo. Does Surf's Up count? The animated movie about penguins surfing. It's got to count. They're competing, right? Like, this is what I want to get into.
Is it about surfing and, like competitions and things like that? Okay. So there's
surf. Like, take, you know, it's not Happy Feet. It's not that penguin movie. It's a different one.
But it's not Johnny Tsunami either.
No. So
that's
like,
right. There's a Johnny Tsunami plug here today.
Stephen A. Smith goes into talking cars and Lightning McQueen's legacy. Like, stuff like that. Like, it's just, it's interesting. Just to read a couple of the tweets, not all of them. Alex Brasky yesterday tweets in.
Friend of the program tweets in
A Beautiful Mind. That is a classic. That's what everybody... Like, that's one everybody would throw at you. The Natural, another one of those everybody would throw at you, right? That one, especially around here, filmed in Buffalo, right? It's got a hometown tie to it. The Bisons are actually wearing jerseys that are similar to the movie-worn jerseys. They have the little lightning bolt on the side and everything. And it's got Bisons in the font. So I think it's just, it's interesting at this point to speak on because everybody's got theirs, right?
Right.
Rocky, any of those. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. What Rocky movie do you think best symbolizes the franchise? And by the end of this show, I kind of want to assemble a Mount Rushmore of sports movies. Like, everybody's general opinion on what we're looking at.
Not everybody's. Yours.
No, yeah. But it, everybody calling in might get me on a different level. Like, try and sell me on a movie. Because, like last year, and Derek, I know we've talked about it, there are some we probably have not seen. And if you have, and think
you
might...
I have some egregious answers to that.
Okay.
Especially one of which was tweeted in by Alex.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen A Beautiful Mind.
Hmm. That's one you have to see. That is a timeless classic.
Yep. That one's I'm guilty on that front.
What are some other mainstream ones that you haven't seen?
Don't do this to me right away. We've got 2 hours. You can't chain all the rocks on to me and then drop me in the lake like this. Not this quickly.
Well, we'll save that for a little bit then.
Make me tread some water first.
Well,
before you sink me.
Yeah, Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. You have to watch that one. Just to get into the tweets right away, a couple more. I mean, Surf's Up, I think that counts. Have you seen Surf's Up? No. You were asking questions like you hadn't.
Yes.
Have you seen Major League?
Yes.
Okay. The first one from Jeremy, he tweets in. Not Jeremy White.
So I do like the second one. The first one's obviously better. You can't compete with it. The second one tries to. But I feel like sometimes it's a weird premise for the team to be bad again when they show that they're capable of being good. And it's mostly the same guys. It's like, oh, but we're bad again now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, the angle was ego and everything like that, but does have a little bit of a real-life tie to it. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
They got good. Ego inflated a bit of them, and some roster mismanagement helped the rest of the way. But there's a massive drop-off from a team that was seen as good, and then they were just all of a sudden bad. But it's still not done to the degree as Major League 2 does it. But one is timeless. It's got its hijinks. It is a Lake Erie suffering sports fan brethren.
Yep.
With Cleveland. But I don't hate on Major League 2. I think it's good in a different way. And then it also does that thing like a lot of movies seem to lean back on, which is, hey, remember what we did with the first movie? Let's do some of that again.
Mm-hmm. They try and bring it back and nostalgia-ish.
You try to do literally the same thing. Mm-hmm. Ready? Happy Gilmore 2 is a thing all of a sudden.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am excited for that.
I'm not.
I am very
mostly
much looking
forward to it. Mostly because the trailer is like, hey, remember all these things that we did in the first movie? Then just let me watch the first movie.
Yeah, but I get it. Trying to bring in a new generation of audience. I understand it. And it's also Adam Sandler, so...
But a new generation of audience does not understand what Adam Sandler did with movies.
I think they do if they watch them.
Then just watch those.
I'm a fan of the original Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
And I will watch the second one happily. Get it? Now, there is one series that's kind of flipped everything. And Josh, if you don't mind, I kind of want your opinion on this because I know you're a big, big fan.
Hmm.
Ted Lasso has like flipped the script on soccer for a lot of Americans.
Yes.
That is true, actually.
Like, it's opened everyone's eyes to what soccer really is.
Yes.
And also just kind of like the romanticizing of it, if you will. Like, you know, the emotions behind it and all that stuff. Like, I love that show. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. They're coming out with season 4.
We're going to see how that goes.
Not super excited about that because usually when shows do this, it kind of fizzles out a little bit.
See, right. Happy Gilmore 2, why I'm scared.
That's a movie, though. That's different.
Happy Gilmore 2, the way the trailers have looked so far, I think it's going to be good.
I saw way too many callbacks in that.
Yeah, but at the same time, all the new pro golfers in there. You have all of them who grew up watching Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be interesting.
It's not going to be better than the original by any means, but I think it's still going to be better than what people are expecting.
Yeah.
But like with the Ted Lasso thing, I was scared of like, is he going to have to come back to revive Richmond? because that
there's a women's team reportedly involved.
But yeah, no, that's the new center, apparently.
I'm more okay with that because I don't want that season, for example, to undermine what Roy Kent's character development is and it becomes, because he's the new head man at the team when, spoilers, it's been out long enough.
I think it undermines the title character's character development, though. Going home with his family. Why is he going back? That makes no sense.
Well, we don't know if he's going back yet.
Is he going to Zoom coach?
Yeah, that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fair. You know, like, right. We have to assume if he's in the next season, he's going back to coach.
Ready? Every show, every movie, there's the inciting incident. We have to find out what that is. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's years down the road. Who knows?
Exactly.
But
maybe it takes place in active time of how many years had passed.
I think around that show, especially around here, there is a – and correct me if I'm wrong on this. There is a tie – to a hometown team that ended up getting good after a long time of being the bottom of the barrel. How they stepped up, and I know their story is a little different, the relegation, all of that, right?
Right.
But they were the, not laughingstock, but you get what I'm saying. They were the laughingstock of the Premier League for a while.
Yes.
It's almost like the Bills were the laughingstock of the NFL for a while.
That's the crux of the story, is that they are a laughingstock of a team that,
yes,
they were at one point middling.
They finally get the right guys in there to break the barrier,
mm-hmm,
and they don't go all the way. They don't make it to
spoilers.
But they don't make it all the way. That, what does that remind you of? Around here, at least, not the hockey team, the football team.
I mean,
could be the hockey team
eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Maybe.
They tried the reverse Ted Lasso, bringing a soccer coach in to coach the hockey team.
Why you got to do that?
But it reminds you of the Buffalo Bills a little bit.
Why you got to do that to me? Why'd you have to do that to me this morning? I'm having a good day.
Just saying. We're talking about Ted Lasso. The Sabres tried the reverse.
I get a Ralph Kruger reference. I was having a good day.
But it's just intriguing to look at all these different shows, movies, and kind of see how they tie into our hometown teams, to people's lives. Like, it's the one connecting factor, I think, in all of sports fans and non-sports fans. It's something that us who do this job can sit here and talk about with somebody who hasn't watched a Bills game, can sit there and talk to them about the Rocky movies and actually connect with them on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not saying anybody here hasn't watched a Bills game, but there might be some people who like enjoy a sports movie but haven't watched live sports. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, though? I'm definitely... There's a sports movie, or I guess it's loosely defined, like sports is in it. I need, because this question, and we're going to be bouncing around on this a decent amount today too.
It's a grab bag Friday.
But is the Bills themed Hallmark movie?
Is that a sports movie?
A sports
movie. That's where movie. I wanted to get.
It is.
Is it?
It is.
It's a
sports-based
touchdown
movie.
But then we have to look at, okay, I got a lot of flack for this. Are the High School Musical movies sports movies? Then we have to ask if that's an actual conversation we have to have.
Okay, how about this? A sports-themed movie.
That is sports-themed. High School Musical is sports-themed.
Right, but sports-themed and sports-based, I think I used the wrong term there. It should not be sports-based. The Bills Christmas movie should be considered sports-themed. Sports-based means it is based on something that happened in the sport. Miracle is a sports-based movie.
Yes, based on true events.
Right.
Yes.
Or a fictitious movie based on true events. Like, Miracle is a, not one for one, obviously, but it's a direct, like, story of
sports
here's
are being
the start,
actively
here's the
played
end.
In it.
Right. But there's other movies where it's, like, based on the sports story or whatever. That
like, for
like,
example, like Major League, it's a sports
sure.
based movie. Like
right.
The Bench
are being played.
Yes. So what, Bench Warmers?
No. Yeah.
That kind of blurs the line a little
does
bit.
Does it?
It yeah. does.
The whole premise is playing Little League Baseball.
Sure. But there's but that's not, when you get into the sports theme.
I am 12.
Yeah.
Carlos.
The High School Musical movies to me are sports themed, they are not directly sports based.
So they're like Holiday Touchdown. They'd be in the
yes.
same category
yes.
as Holiday Touchdown.
And same as the Chiefs one from last year. It's the same thing. It's the story revolves around a sport. It doesn't revolve around a story in the sport.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you for reminding me that that exists.
I had to watch it. So, yes, I will never, ever forget that that movie exists.
What movie?
Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. I lost a bet last year with Jeremy and Joe.
Wait, it's the same title?
It is. It's like a recurring series. They just changed the team.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, it's the same story. It's the same, well, not the same story. It's the same title. The story, I'm sure, will be a little different, but
it's, what if it's plot for plot?
It's just copy-paste the script.
Copy and paste, but with the Bills players. That's what it is. But
That'd
I get
awful.
That's actually a huge point.
That would be awful.
The deciding factor of what specifically sports-themed and sports-based. That's a great way to look at it.
Yes.
And Holiday Touchdown, that's where I wanted to get to at some point, because what are we calling that? You know, like
I don't know what to call it. That's why.
A sports-themed movie, though, has a nice ring to it.
Sports-themed movie, I think,
that's
is the
why
a great category. So maybe today we can look at movies outside the scope and kind of sports-theme them. Like, we can actually do a breakdown here, you know?
What's an outside shot that we can that we can include into this?
Yes.
When I search sports-themed movies into Google, I get movies like Jerry Maguire, which
not technically a sports movie.
Not technically a sports movie, but it's themed around sports.
One of the best ones, by the way.
Yes.
Show Me the Money.
I get The Blind Side.
That's a good movie, too.
Themed around the story of Michael Orr.
The not-so-truthful story now, we found out. There's some discrepancies in there.
That's up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
Also in here. So yeah, there's a line there for sure.
There's a line to be
in the sand.
There's a line to be crossed, a line to be blurred.
This just got really interesting.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah. Cuz like even just looking at I'm trying to have a pull here, but I don't know if I do.
Is Holiday Touchdown a sports
that
movie.
That might have to be
that
a tweet.
That might have to be the tweet. You just I don't know if it's a poll, but like you at least just decide on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's some interesting aspects to this that
I've got a list that we could go through throughout the show of just a few.
Yes, and as we try to answer that question, we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Curtis in Niagara Falls, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Not too bad. About you?
All right. I was telling the screener, Hardball with Keanu Reeves, which is a movie I can no longer watch anymore. And another one that's in that category is Million Dollar Baby with Hilary Swank.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that. Million Dollar Baby.
Two movies I can't watch anymore.
Oh.
No longer watch. Yes, they just get to me.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever seen Hardball?
I've not. I'm probably the biggest offender when it comes to sports movies that haven't been watched. I'm kind of the person that at parties would be like, You work in sports radio. How have you never seen this movie? I'm gonna get that a lot here today.
Well, the surf one I've never seen. I've never seen that one. But watch Hardball. Watch it once, maybe twice. I don't know if you can do it. I can't watch the movie anymore. I just can't watch the movie anymore.
Hey man, sometimes
it's a very good movie.
Sports movies are some of the most.
Thanks, Curtis. Appreciate the call, by the way.
Yes, thank
no
you,
problem.
Curtis.
Thank you.
So they're some of the most moving films in a lot of ways. They yes. will move you.
Have either of you seen Hardball?
I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've seen okay. it all the way through.
If you watch it all the way through, you'll know why Curtis is. It's got a sad part in it.
And, okay.
You know, it'll get to you a little bit. But it's a great movie. And there's some of the best music as well. We used to, for my baseball team, we used to have the part of the soundtrack in our warm-up every season, which was, you know, it's just catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Super good.
Yeah. This is going to be fun today. I have a good feeling about this because, I mean, even the one he mentioned, Million Dollar Baby, that's Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman. Like, these casts are stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that has some hard-hitting moments as well. There's a lot we could pull from here, and I don't want to do it all in the first segment. That's kind of where I'm at right now. But I do kind of want to go into, I mean, Curtis even mentioned it, the surf movie. Yes, it is an animated movie. That's sports themed.
You want to take the line and make it very confusing for people.
Maybe.
You're what I would like to call a saboteur. Because you did this with this topic previously with High School Musical, and you mentioned it again here today.
But we got to the bottom of it. It's a sports themed film.
Yes. I'm saying you definitely want to take the line and mess with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a straight line in the sand. You want to make it all curvy
and bendy. I want to squiggle it.
You want to squiggle the line.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple, though, that are more hard. I got to ask if you've seen this movie, 42?
Yes.
Okay, you have seen that one.
Yes.
One of my top movies of all time, actually, by the way. I just have to say. That one is more based around the story of Jackie Robinson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the sports are kind of the backdrop of that film? Is that sports? It's sports based though because it's based on
a
true story.
It's based on his story,
right?
I would say that that is a pure sports movie.
Mm-hmm.
The sports are the backdrop, but they're not.
The sports are the backdrop, but
it's an active element in the film.
Right, they come in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an active element. It is also the backdrop at the same time. The theme is different, but it all is also based on the story of a player within sports. So that is probably as pure as it gets when it comes to a sports film.
And we have some new entries.
Its themes are powerful, but it still is, at the end of the day, a sports movie. That one is like, we can't question what tier that's in.
No. Is it? No. That
like
one.
That's pure.
That's pure sports movie. Listen, before we go to the break here, I do have one to kind of squiggle the line. Dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
All right, this is a great time to go to break, mostly because the clock dictates it, also because you wanted to go ahead and toss another grenade into this conversation.
Just think about that in the commercial break. We'll have more.
Is Dodgeball a sports movie? Plenty more on the Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, Josh Schmidt chiming along here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.